The NFL regular season is wrapping up, but there's still time to get in on the action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. The app is so easy to use, and there are so many different ways to bet, like live same-game parlays, find bets in the new Explore tab, make a parlay in the Parlay Hub, the best way to find popular parlays, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/stream and make your first bet a layup. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, permitted parishes only, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Wyoming. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia, or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts, or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York, or visit oasas.ny.gov/gambling. Standard text messaging rates apply. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited.
When the whole family comes together to watch the game, nobody wants to miss a second of the action to run to the grocery store. With Instacart, you can get all your weekly groceries in as fast as an hour. Less time shopping means more game time. Let's go. Visit instacart.com to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
Our friend Johnny Avello is the director of DraftKings Sportsbook, and Vegas is his home. So, Johnny, thanks for joining us for a couple of minutes. Are you starting to feel the buzz in Vegas?
We've been feeling a buzz for quite some time now. The convention authority hasn't just sprayed all over TV. It's been on since it was announced about a year ago or so. And actually, it's been announced a couple of years. But the town's really pumped up for it. You know, and what I used to say, Amy, is if you can't make it to Vegas to watch the Super Bowl, and this was just to come into the casinos, then you might consider going to the game. But now that the game is here, you get the best of both worlds. You get to watch it and at a party in the casino or live if you want to pay $10,000 or $20,000 for a ticket. So it's an exciting time here in town.
What does it mean to have the first ever Super Bowl land in Las Vegas at relatively new Allegiant Stadium?
We hold a lot of events here anyway. We're going to be holding NCAA. We do hold NCAA conference tournaments. We have a hockey team, won the Stanley Cup, a football team in its second year, and a lot of different shows all the time. So we're used to holding big events. Now, this being the biggest of all, it's just going to magnify the amount of people that are in town, if that can be magnified. I'm expecting standing room only everywhere you go. Ooh. It's going to be a big event for the town, and everybody's looking forward to it. I think everybody will be looking forward to it. For everybody to leave too once they get here.
On a typical Super Bowl week, if the game is not in town, what is it like at the various casinos or sports books?
Well, in my tenure at the Wynn Hotel for the last 13 years before I came to DraftKings, we would hold just a over the top type of party. Actually, we would hold multiple parties. We'd have one for the VIP guests. We would pack that would. We'd probably have a couple thousand people at that party. And then we would have one for the general public where anybody could go. And we would hold those in the showroom and show the game on the big screen. And, between the showrooms we had there, we could probably fit in another 1,500, 2,000. So, and that doesn't even count what we would do in our two books between Wynn and Encore. So other places in town do similar things, but it's people wanted to come to town here for the Super Bowl. Now they're still going to come, but now they have an option to actually go to the game if they prefer.
We're always excited to have Johnny Avello with us. He's the director of sportsbook for DraftKings, our first time in 2024, and I think our first time this football season. And, man, we're on the cusp of seeing the playoffs, the supersized wildcard weekend, but also just coming out of the college football playoff. How did bettors respond to what we saw with college football?
Yeah, let me take you back for the semifinal games. In the Michigan-Alabama game, Alabama was bet pretty heavily against Michigan. The general public just felt that Alabama getting a point and a half, there was value there, getting that type of a team. And that game could have went either way. The other game, Washington was bet as an underdog, a four-point underdog. And we lost pretty good on that game. And Washington's been bet in this underdog role and doing pretty well, you know, going back and beating Oregon in the Pac-12 championship game and then beating Texas. And then again, last night, they were bet again heavily, not only before the game started, but in the in-game wager where you can bet during the entire game. They were betting them at +3 to 1, +5 to 1, +8 to 1 when they got down a couple of touchdowns. So we had some heavy liability on them. And fortunately for us, we came out on the positive end. As for college football for the entire year, it was just a tremendous year for us in not only handle, and we did real well on the games overall.
It's interesting to think about the way that sports betting and wagering grow across the country. And now you've got another state in Vermont that has legalized sports betting. Which sports are people flocking to?
I'm glad you brought up Vermont, because we are going to open up there on Thursday morning. And when I say Thursday morning, I'm talking 12:01 a.m. Thursday morning.
Whoa.
Yeah, that's right. And so what I've noticed with the states that we opened up, whether it's Vermont or Massachusetts, who came on board just recently, or, we're in the state of Illinois or Arizona or New York, a lot of the home teams are bets, especially on the future book. They love to bet the Giants and Jets in New York. They love to bet the Patriots all up through the New England area. And I find that in each jurisdiction, the homers, as I like to call them, like to bet their teams. Now, we have a lot to offer. We have so much content on player props and so many different sports besides the normal sports. You know, we have you have your tennis and your NASCAR, but we also offer rugby and Aussie rules football, and we have MMA as big, as well as boxing and cricket and cycling and darts and esports. I mean, it goes on and on. So what we have is a menu that is for everyone out there. And what I find is that different states, although they bet on the home state teams, they find their niche in the sports that they like to bet, that they feel they do well in. Now, of course, football and basketball and baseball take precedent over everything else, but those, they do find their niche in some of those other sports I just mentioned.
Johnny Avello is with us from Las Vegas, where he's made his home for how long? 40 years?
45
years. And we're always excited to talk to him, especially now with the grandest stage in sports on the horizon, landing there in mere weeks. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Upcoming game, Supersized Wildcard Weekend. I've heard some of the lines. Which one stands out to you?
Well, I like the way that the NFL positions the games, and it's really good for us betting-wise. This past Sunday, we had something that was kind of unusual that we don't usually see. We had 6 10 o'clock, well, I'm talking West Coast, so on the East Coast it would be 1 o'clock, 6 1 o'clock games on the East Coast, and then 7 4:25 games. And I love that separation, first of all. I like having – we never had that many afternoon games.
Right.
And I like the separation from the time the first game starts to the time the second game starts, because that gives the bettors opportunity to cash their ticket and then decide who they want to bet in the second game. And sometimes they don't get that opportunity because some games are at 1:05, and the first 10 o'clock, sometimes the 10 o'clock games aren't over by then. That brings me to this weekend. So Saturday, we have two games, a 1:30 and a 5:15. Ample time between both games to get your bets in and think about who you want to bet in that second game, which is the Dolphins-Chiefs. Then on Sunday, we have three games, a 10, a 1:30, and a 5:15, all spread out. And then the Monday night playoff game between the Eagles and Bucks. So I like the way that the NFL has these games positioned. For us, it's just a great opportunity for our bettors.
Is there a particular line that stands out to you?
Well, they all stand out because we made them all. So. I think they're real right where they need to be. I can tell you some where the bettors disagreed with us a little bit. On the Browns-Texans game, they did agree. We opened 2.5, and that really hasn't moved from that number. The Chiefs, we opened 3.5. You know, the Chiefs aren't really playing that well, mm-hmm. and neither are the Dolphins, to be honest with you. You know, they're struggling, too, and they have a lot of injuries. We opened the Chiefs 3.5 at home. We're up to 4.5. So they like the Chiefs in this one early. We'll see where the money settles when we get to game time on Saturday. In the Sunday games, we opened the Bills 9, which I thought was a pretty hefty number against a scrappy Steeler team who kind of hangs around and digs in and likes to play in the mud and, you know, tough team to put away. Well, anyway, they bet that game up to 10. So Bills are 10 at home. The Cowboys, we opened 7.5 over the Packers, which I thought it was a great number. Makes you think either way, do I want over the touchdown or do I want to lay the over touchdown with the Cowboys being at home where they very rarely lose. And then the Lions and the Rams, we opened that 3.5. We are at 3, just a slight move down to 3. They took the Rams there. And then they bet the Eagles from 2.5 up to 3 on the Monday night game. Eagles certainly in a little bit of a slump, and Tampa surging, if you want to call it surging, to at least win, their division. We'll see where this game goes. But I thought the lines, we did a good job. The team did a good job. And, we're dealing with some injuries. We're dealing with some weather possibly this week, although three of the games are in domes. But, we'll see where the public takes the numbers now.
Johnny, I'm so excited we'll be bringing After Hours to Las Vegas for Super Bowl week and spending 3 days on Radio Row and then doing 3 shows on Tuesday night, Wednesday night, Thursday night. But I want you to know that I'm not going to waste the opportunity. My first ever trip to Vegas, it's on my bucket list to see Cirque du Soleil in Vegas. And my husband and I do have tickets on Friday night, so I can't wait for that. We're also making our little jaunt up to the Hoover Dam, another one of the items on my bucket list. Can you offer a restaurant recommendation or something else that I must see while I'm there?
I have a lot of restaurant recommendations, and I'll be on Radio Row too, Amy. So
nice.
You and I will definitely hook up there.
Yes.
I think the one attraction in town that I can see from my house, I live a little above the city, which I love to look at every night before I go to bed, is this Sphere. I'm in love with the Sphere. It can do a lot of things, exterior. I haven't been in it, but I just love what it does for the city. It lights it up, and it does a lot of displays. And so that's an attraction I think you should at least get near. They do have some shows daily in there, and maybe that might be one of the attractions you may want to see.
I'm really looking forward to it. Obviously, I've waited a long time to get there, and I know the city is different than it was when you got there 4-plus decades ago, and you've seen it change and even improve now with the addition of pro sports and so many other attractions, not to mention families, too. I hear it's a very popular destination for families to move. So look forward to meeting you there. Johnny Avello is the director of Sportsbook for DraftKings. We've had him on the show for years. We'll finally have a chance to speak in person, so I will talk to you soon, Johnny. Thank you.
Hey, Amy. Great speaking to you, and I'll see you in a month.
The NFL regular season is wrapping up, but there's still time to get in on the action with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed when you place a $5 bet. That's $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. The app is so easy to use, and there are so many different ways to bet, like live same-game parlays, find bets in the new Explore tab, make a parlay in the Parlay Hub, the best way to find popular parlays, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/stream and make your first bet a layup. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, permitted parishes only, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Wyoming. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit FanDuel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXTSTEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia, or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts, or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York, or visit oasas.ny.gov/gambling. Standard text messaging rates apply. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited.
Babysitter paid. Pizza ordered. Flowers delivered. You can do a lot of things with your phone, and with Blue Link Plus, you can even access your Hyundai Tucson Limited remotely. Doors unlocked, temperature set, lost car found.
Oh, there it is.
Get complimentary class-leading Blue Link Plus. Just another way we make owning a Hyundai Tucson Limited more convenient than ever. Learn more about the new Tucson and Blue Link Plus at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Says here that Graybar is a distributor?
Yeah, we support electrical and datacom projects all over the country.
So you can get me the products I need, where and when I need them?
Yeah, thanks to our national logistics network.
Any industry?
Yeah, construction, industrial plants, schools, hospitals.
So you could say Graybar is much more than a distributor.
Yeah, you could say that. When you need a hand powering, connecting, or maintaining your operations, join the thousands of professionals who rely on Graybar to help keep them up and running. Yeah, Graybar does that.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get 6 times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in-wash scent beads.